Steve Gruber, defending the heartland from coastal elites every day. Here's Steve. I don't
mind. Yeah, I'm standing my watch today. I'm, you know, not on my watch. Will these communists, Marxists, and weasels get in, which are all lumped together? Communist weasels. There's your term for the day. Not referring to my next guest, of course, Julie Gundlach, the director of the Center for Progress. The Center for Progress and Innovation at the Independent Women's Forum. Julie Gundlach, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Center for Progress. I love that part of it. You know that.
Yes.
You know, it's my favorite part of the whole thing. All right, so border apprehension, according to new numbers, jumped 84% in January. But that would extrapolate out to 600,000 or more. That's just the apprehensions. That's a dramatic surge over where we have been previously. Is that an emergency or not an emergency?
Well, look, I have mixed feelings on this. I know my mixed feelings often bother you.
Well, get in touch with those mixed feelings. Go on.
But I will say, look, I think to an awful lot of Americans, this does seem at an emergency level. We know that there are problems with the border. We know that people are coming into the border that illegally, and drugs are coming in. You know, the Democrats always want to talk about, oh, it's only ports of entry where the drugs are coming in. That's not true. We know that they are being smuggled in. And this is a concern, and we know certainly from the Angel Moms there have been a number of murders on the border,
sure,
of law enforcement officials and citizens. And so, I think that this certainly is, I'm not happy with the president using emergency powers.
Why not?
But what?
Why not?
Look, I think that this what in the world would stop Gillibrand or that ilk, Kamala Harris, from saying that the climate change is an emergency and we're going to seize certain businesses or we're going to take away
your right to own a car. No, they can't seize businesses. Well, they can't seize businesses because that was pushed back with Harry Truman. I tell you what will prevent Gillibrand and these people from making a declaration on climate change: an election, because they'll never get elected. That would be the thing that would prevent that from happening. Go on.
Well, but you certainly... I mean, you can't say that no Democrat will ever be elected.
No, I understand and I think that. But they have the power. They have the legal right to do that. And this is a national emergency. Is this a bigger national emergency, or is it a bigger national emergency that just got extended yesterday that we have a crisis in Libya? You tell me.
Well, look, I think that we do have to worry about precedent here. I am concerned by what will happen when a Democrat gets in office. That is not an unreasonable concern. And I was one of the people who was criticizing President Obama for using the emergency powers at times where I didn't think an emergency needed to be declared. So, I mean, I also think we need to be consistent on this. And the idea that you don't think the Democrats could abuse this.
Of course I think the Democrats can abuse this. I think the Democrats would abuse it like Harry Reid was the first one to get rid of the 60-vote majority needed to get people through the Senate. And so the Republicans did the same thing.
Listen to me. To deal with the border. You mentioned elections. Well, I happen to think that elections are a way to deal with the border. When we have, when most of these people have been voted out, and I really do think we're going to see a turnaround in the next election. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is making such an enormous fool of herself. She now might be districted out. I don't really think that we need emergency powers for this stuff. I also believe in the power of elections.
Yeah, the point that I was making, Julie.
In Congress,
Julie, the point that I'm making is this.
Deal with election, with,
the Democrats will abuse the power whether or not Republicans do it. That is a fact. I believe the consistent is fine, but I think this rises to the level of being an emergency. I do. And if you can't get the border sealed up, the plenary power of the president to do, then what else is he to do?
Look, Steve, I'm not saying that this is not an important issue. I'm saying that we have had trouble on the border for a decade. For longer than that, this is not any more of an emergency than it was 5 years ago. We have had problems on the border for a long time, and it is because. And let's not pretend it's not because Trump is not getting he's not getting what he wants, and now he's going to turn to emergency powers. I don't believe that that's the answer. I think that the Democrats are being completely unreasonable, and yes, I think that they are ignoring a serious issue. But I don't think this is suddenly an emergency. It's not like a hurricane. It's not like suddenly there. This has been an issue that we've been dealing with, and it is because of the unreasonableness of the Democrats. And if the Republicans wanted to be intellectually consistent, they would continue to remind the electorate that Democrats are being unreasonable and to elect better people who will deal with these problems.
Okay, you've made you staked out your position. I disagree with you. I think that it's time to make an effort to do something, because you're right. It has been an ongoing problem for many, many years. Nobody wants to do anything about it, even though we passed a border secure fence deal in 2006. It's never been funded. We continue to do this. We continue to flounder around, and it's guilt on both sides. The Democrats want these people in because they smell new voters. The Republicans want cheap labor so they can pad their bottom line, and nothing gets done at the expense of the American people on all sides. And so it's time to do something. So, yes, at some point it is an emergency, because there's no other way to get people's attention to get it done. Where am I wrong?
Look, I agree with you, but I think you just
nailed it. Of course you do.
You said there's no other way to do it, and I don't think that that is a legitimate reason to use emergency powers. I mean, not getting your way. Look, it's terrible, and I agree.
Well, then how would you get it done? You're not going to get the votes in the House.
You elect better representatives look, I'm totally agreeing with you. I know why we know why the Democrats are doing this. They hate Trump. It's pure hatred of Trump. They will not let him get his way. And the wall was the big thing during the election. It is his thing. I think Trump also sees this. If he doesn't get this wall started, he won't be reelected. I think this is as much Trump trying to get reelected as it is. I think he cares about the wall. I truly do. But don't tell me he's not.
Of course,
not
it's political
for an election boost.
Well, of course, it's political. But Donald Trump is being aided every day by, as you pointed out, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and now all the people like, welcome back to the party, Bernie Sanders, good to have you. But all of these candidates, as Bernie aptly pointed out yesterday, his positions were called extreme in 2016. Yeah. And suddenly you've got all of the people in the same place, single-payer health care, free college. Yeah. Oh, postnatal abortion. Yeah, just terminate the kid after he's born. Anyhow, yeah. I got to run, Julie. You're entitled to my opinion anytime you want to come back. I appreciate that.
Always great arguing with you.
Julie, have a great day. Julie Gutlach, the director of the Center for Progress and Innovation at the Independent Women's Forum. I do adore her. Don't get me wrong. She's feisty and I like her. It's the Steve Rivers Show on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. We'll be right back.